tuned in on a Tuesday. It's Radio Life and Style coming to you live from the heart of Bolito. And really exciting energy in the studio right now because, you know, one of the biggest tourism stories that this coast has seen in years has been unfolding. And we get to talk about it this morning as part of our hashtag Love North Coast series, proudly brought to you by Accelerate Services. And joining me in the studio to put a big spotlight on the big story. Club Med has officially opened. The beach resort is rolling and fully loaded here on our coastal strip. Tinley Manor is a hive of activity, and there's a really exciting safari component that's linked to it as well. So to kind of unpack and understand how it's all been going, 4 days after launch, Saturday, the doors officially opened, and in the studio with me from the hashtag Love North Coast team, Leah Schoen, coordinator for hashtag Love North Coast, on the microphone. How are you doing, Leah?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you, Mike?
Super, super. And you've brought back up in the form of Chris Du Toit, project lead for the Club Med project, and what a project it is. Chris, how are you?
Good morning, Mike. Fine and you?
Hey, you know what? I'm so excited to find out how things have been unfolding. There's been, obviously, we've been years building up to this. We've been counting the days as the pages fly off the calendar. Saturday was the day, D-Day, and 700 guests arriving to check in to this brand spanking new addition to the Club Med family. What a story. What have these first few days told you about how the market is responding to this massive new moment? Who wants to take this one? Chris?
Yeah, the market response has been fantastic, Mike. We obviously started marketing the resort almost a year ago, and the take-up has been fantastic. People that trust the Club Med brand and have been exposed to it before obviously embrace this whole experience and adventure of a lifetime that they offer here in South Africa. And that, you know, that experience of coming to a world-class beach resort and then also spending some time in a big five game reserve is something that's really appealing to the market. And yeah, as you know, the take-up's been fantastic. We had 700 guests arrive at the beach on Saturday morning. It's just a fantastic story. You know, I was in King Shaka Airport on Friday night and I was wondering to myself, do these people even realize what's going to happen tomorrow? And there it is. And we also had the first guest arrive at Vikela. Very interesting story. There was a Canadian family that traveled 51 hours from Montreal to get to Vikela Safari Lodge. And he's a Platinum Club Med member, but just because they trust the brand and they want to experience this adventure of a lifetime, people are willing to do that. And had a fantastic time at Vikela as well.
This is such exciting feedback. And, you know, you mentioned this adventure of a lifetime tag. It really is being billed as that. And, you know, with someone willing to travel 51 hours to experience it, it tells you just how much anticipation there is around this. For the guests that are actually now experiencing it on the ground after the official opening on the weekend, what is that adventure looking like? And sort of what is the mix at the moment in terms of local versus international visitors at this stage?
Sure. So the first arrival was more South Africa domestic market focused. The European holidays obviously start next week, so then the whole ratio will shift around. But yeah, it's arriving in a new destination that's got that adventure feel to it. You know, that immersion in the new culture, the food, the lifestyle, the surf school has been a massive attraction for Club Med guests as well. And, you know, we've built two beautiful resorts, so people want to experience it. They want to experience the South African culture. And you could really just feel it around the resort. Obviously, we spent a lot of time there last week, but you could feel it around the resort that the vibe and the buzz was starting. And, you know, on Saturday morning, certainly when the first guests arrived, that it just all exploded. And people have really received the South African experience in a fantastic way.
And there's a really special combination happening here. You know, the resort brings together a beach holiday experience linked to, as you mentioned, the Vikela Safari Lodge experience. The safari thing is completely new for Club Med as an offering, right?
Yeah, that's right. So, I mean, you know, previously people could obviously come to South Africa and spend time in Kruger, et cetera. But now for the first time, it comes as a package. As I said, you know, a lot of guests trust the Club Med brand and they know that they'll be well looked after. And now for the first time, they can actually do a sort of a two-in-one all under the same umbrella. And yeah, we you know, the average booking time is more or less 7 nights at the beach and then 3 nights at Vikela. So people are really making the best of a 10-day holiday here in South Africa. And then many of those guests go on to spend some time in Cape Town and elsewhere in the country as well, which is fantastic for all of us.
It's just a win on the local tourism front, absolutely. And, you know, everyone knows Club Med has landed at Tinley Manor, but the story of how that specific site was chosen is quite a special one. Can you take us back to that sort of full circle moment?
Yeah, they spent quite a lot of time, years and years and years, looking for a site on the North Coast and, you know, went all the way up to sort of Isimangaliso area. And I can't remember exact year, but the development director for Club Med got to Tinley Manor and stood on the beach, and that specific year the pro was running, and they moved, for safety reasons, they moved some of the surfers or the competition to the Tinley Point.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yes, and he saw this and absolutely was absolutely blown away. I remember the comment at the time was, it's a little bit big for beginners, and he was right. It was professional surfers surfing there, but that's where this whole surf school idea started, and coming to South Africa for a beach holiday, but then also adding a surf school to it. And yeah, we followed through with the vision from back then, and yeah, it's been an absolute success. The surf school started operating from Saturday, and so many guests have taken up surf lessons. So it's a fantastic story.
And is this another first for Club Med? I mean, yeah, the surfing offering.
This is a global first for them to have an all-inclusive surf offering. So any guest staying in the resort can go for free surf lessons. And wow, you know, if you spend enough time there on that point, then yeah, hopefully you go away and you're a surfer for life.
Amazing. So surfing becoming a really big part of this resort's identity, and obviously from the Tinley Manor wave to the Bolito Pro connection, you know, Bolito Pro kicking off this year on the same day that Club Med officially opens here on our coastline. Why does that ocean story matter so much here, do you think? Who wants to take that? Chris? You know, Leah?
I think it's just indicative of just the bigger picture of what we have to offer. I mean, if you walk around Bolito right now, you can just feel that beautiful buzz. If you've gone down to the beach, it's just alive with energy, and it's just incredible what we have. We know it. You know, we live that story every day, and now we have something like this that's shining a spotlight on it and showing it, opening it up, and showing it to everyone else around the world. It's so incredible.
Well, we're definitely firmly on the map now, and beyond the guest experience, and you know, you're seeing all the influencers on social media posting and pics from their room and their views of what's out their window. What do you believe this opening represents for the North Coast and for South Africa's tourism industry more broadly? Chris, Leah? Yeah.
Well, I think from the North Coast sort of perspective, I think yes, it's opening us up for tourism and potential investment in the future. But I think the real story lies in how it's touched individual businesses, and it's growing our local economy in a real tangible way. I mean, apart from the jobs that it's created locally, Chris, I mean, how many people were employed from a local sort of?
Yeah, we had 1,850. People employed during construction, and on a permanent basis, there's now 430 working in the resort, just on the beach as well. So up at Vikela, we've got 160 permanent employees, and we had about 600 working on the construction site as well. So the jobs impact is significant. But as Leah said, you know, there's also a significant impact on small businesses. I mean, we were running around last week trying to furnish the resort with 6,000 pieces of furniture, but you know, the vast majority of them are manufactured by three factories right here in the Bolito area. So all of these little stories, you know, the ice cream that we serve in the resort, you know, from a North Coast business as well, Scoop, and all these little stories all add up to a fantastic big story. And you know, I just think on the tourism side, KZN has historically attracted between 3-4% of tourists to South Africa. I think that number is going to change significantly, because you know, if Club Med obviously puts it on the map, but then you have a weekend like this where Club Med opens, we've got the pro starting, and you've got the Durban July with 50,000 people all in Durban, and the momentum is just fantastic, and that's what we've all got to embrace going forward. You know, this is making a significant impact on the North Coast, and we got to embrace that. You know, it changes things, of course it does, and sometimes, you know, changes a little, makes us nervous, but I think in this case, the bigger impact of this on small businesses and people in the community is fantastic.
brilliant. And that momentum, as you say, is palpable. And continuing the role of that momentum, Club Med has partnered with hashtag Love North Coast, the local destination marketing movement. And Leah, as the person coordinating hashtag Love North Coast, why was it important to make that connection, to align Club Med with the values of hashtag Love North Coast?
Well, I think we're obviously very honored to have Club Med on board as partners of the hashtag Love North Coast movement. But ultimately, what hashtag Love North Coast is about telling our North Coast story. And Club Med is now a part of that story. And how lucky we are to have this incredible global brand be a part of our already amazing North Coast story. So yeah, it's a phenomenal partnership, and we're just so grateful to have them on board. Yeah.
Well, the story is just getting started. The first chapter is just being written, and we can't wait to see how it starts to unfold from here on out. We know it's going to be a catalytic transformer for the local economy, for the local destination as a brand, and we're really excited to connect again in the not too distant future. Chris Dutoy, my special guest, project lead of this Club Med project as it unfolds, and Leah Schoen, coordinator for hashtag Love North Coast. Thanks so much for connecting with us and giving us a little look behind the curtain as this one really starts to pick up momentum. I think that's the key word here, and looking forward to another chat again on Radio Life and Style real soon. What do you say?
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you very much
for having us.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Radio Life and Style bringing you the story. Hashtag Love North Coast update, proudly powered by Accelerate Services, right here on the KZN North Coast.